brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Wow, they're starting with an attacking play on the second half. Just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball. DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones. Wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi. Runs past Cristiano Ronaldo. Passes to Fernandinho. Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones. DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses. But DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in. And wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play. And this is the VAR show.
Welcome everybody.
Welcome
to another
exciting,
amazing,
electrifying,
out of this world
episode
of the V
A
R show with your host who does not boast, your host from the West Coast, DJ Sticks,
and this is your host from the South Coast to the East Coast, but I chill in the North.
Ooh.
This is your boy, Glory.
Yeah. And we are back this week with one of the hottest things happening currently in the world of football.
Man.
Where do we even start? Do we start, you know, weekend? Do we start during the week? Do we start drama between Salah and Liverpool?
Let me tell you something. Begin? This news is sizzling.
No, it's sizzling.
It's hot.
Hot. Hotter than what your parents are going to cook for Christmas. It is hot. It is hot. And we're gonna start, I think, at the most natural place.
This topic is hotter than your parents' Thanksgiving for those in America.
Yes. So we're going to start with what happened this past weekend. We're going to do the weekend
roundup.
And we don't want to discuss every single game because so much has happened.
Yeah, there's just a lot, man.
Yeah, I mean, there's just too much. So we're going to touch here and there.
Yeah.
But from the weekend, I think what I wanna touch on, right, is Arsenal's loss.
Ooh.
So Arsenal, for those who don't know out there, Arsenal lost their second game of the season. Only their second game, by the way.
Yeah.
Of the season.
I thought it was their first loss.
No. Their first loss was actually against Liverpool.
Oh,
don't ask me.
Damn.
How. Don't ask me how.
I remember.
Doesn't even make sense currently. You know.
Yeah, currently, no.
Looking at this Liverpool team, it doesn't
it's
even make sense.
It's very shady.
But they suffered their second loss against an Aston Villa side that has switched on, bro.
And you know, social media never sleeps, as well as the football world.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are already courageous enough to say that the bottle job has begun.
No, facts. I mean, Arsenal started like a house on fire. And, you know,
me personally, if I'm Mikel Arteta in this season, we don't win a trophy, I think I might look at a different profession. I'm not going to lie.
Yo.
I'm not going to lie, bro. You have like one of the best teams in the world. It's not just in the Premier League. One of the best teams in the world. Okay, maybe they're a little bit overrated. But they have a really good side. And they, for the past couple of seasons, have been looking promising. And yet, there is nothing.
I mean, it's like literally, they started like a house on fire. At first, Liverpool was on top. And then Liverpool was like going back and forth with Chelsea, and then Arsenal started being in the picture from about match day three.
Yeah.
And I think since then they've been just on fire, man. But now recently out of their past five games, they've only won two, if I'm not mistaken, two or one.
Yeah.
Of their last five Premier League games. So literally it's now starting to, you know, get into what we normally know.
Look, I think like right now European football is starting to get to them. I think,
Yes.
You know, the weight of the competitions. And look, it is still not exactly early in the season. However, there is obviously the European competition and all of these other things. So now they have to match both. And what could also be happening with Arsenal is that, you know, the energy is running out.
Yeah. Yeah, and literally you could see them. I mean, I've seen them struggling against Fulham, I think 5 weeks ago. And, like, you were starting to see symptoms, but then there were those games when, like, they silenced people. So, for instance, that thrashing that they gave Tottenham Hotspurs, there were times where they've looked like one of the best teams in the world.
Yeah.
But what we do know will trouble them is remaining consistent.
Exactly. And the thing is, the Premier League will only get hotter. As we've seen so far, out of the past couple of seasons that we've watched, this has been the most unpredictable. We've seen teams go to the top that, you know, you'd never expect, and then see them fall again.
I'm telling you. Think of Aston Villa, right? Aston Villa right now is third.
Yeah.
Did you know?
As of this recording.
Yes, as of this recording. Did you know, right, that 3 weeks into the league, they were 19th?
It's crazy.
19th, three games played, all three being losses. So 3 weeks in, about a month in almost, they hadn't won a single game. They had 0 points. And they were basically joined last place with Wolves. But now that same team, because normally, I mean, if you lose the first three games of the season, normally
losing,
it's like,
morale is already low. You're predicted to end in the bottom half already.
I mean, like literally, this is you fighting for like, I don't know, top half. Like you are destined, like 9 points is a lot. But this season, this team that didn't have points 3 weeks in is now third.
It's crazy.
Is now literally, that's the kind of league that we're dealing with this season. And Arsenal, this would have been the best season to win it.
Yeah.
Because all you have to do is just remain consistent. I mean, even the likes of Man City, they've lost points in games. I don't know how. Like, I'm watching the game, I'm like, how are we losing this?
Yeah.
Even though it was even the one recently where we were leading 5-1 against Fulham. And then I changed the channel. Next thing I come back, it's 5-4. I'm like, what? Chances are, if we had more time, they were gonna cover, which is crazy stuff. So even teams like that are losing points, and Arsenal still manages to not get the job done. And the fashion that it happened, though,
that's
what I liked, was the fashion that Aston Villa won the game. They scored a late goal by Buendia in the 95th minute with the help of a surprising player. That had a past with DJ Blanc.
You know what's interesting, what I was thinking about, you know, besides the fact that Arsenal is obviously also playing European competition, which many fans like to make fun of my team, which is Man United, talking about how we're not in the Champions League. But I think if Arsenal spent less time in, you know, investing in their defensive tactics, maybe they'd win more games.
Oh my gosh. Oh my
God. The best defense in the Premier League.
My goodness me. I'm gonna just. That was a burn. That was a direct burn. Literally, but I think for me, that's the highlight. Obviously, Man United winning 4-1.
Yeah, of
getting
course.
Getting back to, you know, looking so dangerous again.
Some sort of winning ways.
Yeah.
I'm hoping they can, you know, start believing in themselves and, you know, getting the attitude that they can, you know, do it. And I think they do. Right now, Man United is sixth. Hopefully, by the end of this weekend, you know, it's going to be a different story. It's really starting to look a little bit more optimistic, even though there are some stuff that, you know, are a bit questioning. Nevertheless, Man United is currently sixth. And knowing their nature from the past couple of seasons, right now, at best, Man United will be at between 8th and 12th position.
So it's
looking a lot better than the previous seasons, actually.
And one advantage that Man United does have over the other teams above them is they don't have to stress about Europe.
Exactly.
They don't have to worry about Europe. Most of these other teams have to like rotate, swap out your best players. And we're going to speak about a team also that's battling with that. But Man United doesn't have that issue. They are also out of the FA Cup. So that's one less competition. So who knows? Maybe, you know, the bad things that have happened in the past will come back and work out, you know, for the good.
Yeah.
For the good of United. But I personally am looking forward to the Manchester Derby because my team is also looking like they are finding things, you know.
Exactly.
Starting to connect. I mean, Ryan Cherki delivered a masterclass against Sunderland this past Saturday. The assist.
Come on, Rabona assist. What are you talking about?
My goodness me, right? Making it two assists. It should have been more.
Yeah.
In Haaland, Mr. Sitter. Foden missed the chance, but he won man of the match. Obviously, a player struggling to get into like the flow of things in the beginning of the season. But now, Now he's like playing, but yo.
Talk about how Phil Foden connected that header from that Rabona.
Phil Foden, also a player.
Into man. The top corner of the post.
Phil Foden, also a man on a mission now, scoring in three consecutive games.
Despite him struggling to find his stride, he's been climbing up quite well.
Now. I mean, last season it was like, yo.
I mean, the Foden that we know is something crazy.
So, I'm actually looking forward to the second half of the season, you know, because I'm a Manchester City fan, and I know DJ Dloy is as well. But fans who are not enjoying the season at all right now, right, are fans of Liverpool yeah. who are basically battling, man. I mean, this past weekend they had a game against Leeds, you know, 6-goal thriller. Liverpool taking the lead again in the 88th minute, making it 3-2. You would think that the game is sealed.
Yeah.
Against Leeds. You would think that the game is over. 3-2. There we go. We are playing away. So from now until the final whistle, we're going to park the bus. We have Virgil van Dijk in our team. We have Alisson in our team. Come on, guys. Like, what, 6 more minutes? Let's, you know? But then Leeds finds a way to still score.
Yeah, at this point, very, very fascinating. I don't know what to say. I think Liverpool has lost their belief.
My gosh.
Look at Leeds right now. They're really performing quite well.
Yeah.
Calvert-Lewin is showing some of his flair again.
Bro.
And they're looking like a better side, actually.
Ah. And literally, I mean, if you look at how the comeback started, it all started with that penalty that Konate conceded. Basically, Kononto was very out wide. He even pushed the ball too hard. He was never going to get there. And even if he was going to get to the ball, he wasn't going to do much with, like, the cross or anything like that. But then Konate makes contact. Very, 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 very dumb decision. And then that initiates the comeback. Calvert-Lewin scoring the goal. So Szoboszlai took the lead again. Who's arguably the best player for... Not even
Liverpool
arguably.
Right
he's
now.
The best player for
yeah,
Liverpool.
Yeah, he's currently Liverpool's
season.
Best player.
Literally, he like, bags a goal after a proper dummy by McAllister.
Yeah.
Next thing you know, Leeds is back. Next thing, it's 3-3. Very, very frustrating times.
Yeah.
And amongst that, very, very frustrating time also for a player that's in the headlines currently for his actions. But that being Mohamed Salah. So if you don't know what's been happening, basically Salah hasn't been getting game time recently. And he is not happy about that. And then this past weekend, he went on to social media and basically produced a scandal. A scandal which someone like Jamie Carragher had a lot to say about. But basically, Mohamed Salah obviously is leaving for AFCON. I think next week.
Yeah.
So then this past week, he mentioned that, you know, his upcoming game, I think, against... I forgot the team that they're playing against. Against West Ham, I think, or something there. But then he's calling his family to come and watch, you know.
Yeah.
Even if he doesn't know if he'll play, but he's calling basically everyone that's close to him to come and watch the game. And
yeah,
you know.
Look, the way this whole story is spinning, like, I feel like this guy, as much as he's acting nonchalant, he's setting himself up to leave.
No, definitely.
And you see, the thing is, how he leaves is going to obviously have a major impact on which club he goes next to. Me personally, because I've been watching the trend of how football is going, I don't see him going to Europe's top five. I see him in Saudi.
Yeah. Yeah, most likely.
Playing with his brothers there. I mean, he's technically African, so I'm not saying he's from Saudi, but I mean his Muslim brothers.
Yeah, his Arab.
Arab brothers.
Arab brothers.
So, yeah, I see him playing. Apparently, I don't know if you told me this, but apparently Al-Nassr cannot sign any more players from Europe.
Is it?
Because they've maxed out.
What? There's
apparently there's some kind of rule.
Oh, snap.
That, you know, when you... I don't know. I have to look more into it. But when you have had a certain amount of players that you bought from other places in Europe, you can't anymore. And I think...
Oh,
I could be wrong, but I think it might be a way of them to regulate the level of, you know, football in their league.
Galactic.
As well as not having, like, an overpowered team. Say you get, like, a PSG in League One.
Oh, damn.
So obviously, Al-Nassr has made quite a couple of transfers over the past few seasons. I mean, crazy. They've got the likes of Ronaldo, they've got Paixão, they've got João Felix, they've Mane, got Sadio Mane.
Brozovic.
They've got a lot of players. Who else? I'm sure there's one or two that I'm forgetting as well. But they literally got a packed squad, and so Al Nassr cannot buy any other players. They have to buy locally. So maybe, you know, Salah might go to like Al Hilal or something like that.
Al Ittihad there, yeah, with like Ittihad. Kante and Benzema. You know what
I mean?
Saying?
If he did leave and he went to Europe, where in other places, where do you think he'd go?
I don't see any top five European side that's wanting to advance.
I mean, maybe French league.
Wherever Salah goes, and this ties to what Jimmy Carragher was saying, but wherever he goes, he's going to want to be the main, sort of the main player there.
Yeah.
What Carragher was saying yesterday was that most Liverpool legends, in fact, most Premier League legends, when they are nearing the end of their careers, right, so when they start reaching those years, right, they start assisting more like the youngsters. So they start helping more. They start, even in the way that they play, you know what I'm saying? Like Salah had a chance, this is a very known moment. He had a chance where, I think it was against Frankfurt, where it was 2v1. So it was him and Wirtz against the keeper. And he basically slides the ball to Wirtz. Wirtz gets a goal. And at that time, Wirtz was a man who was needing like a goal.
Yeah.
Coming to this new team and, you know, being the future, so much weight, price tag, and, you know.
No, it makes sense. I get what you're saying.
But Salah went for the chance.
Yeah, they play more of an experience, like veteran role, where they assisting the team and helping them to get the goals. So they're not like necessarily the energy.
Yes.
But they are the driving force.
Yes.
They get the teams going. They make the passes and the play possible, basically.
And basically what Carragher was saying was that this isn't Salah's first time pulling a stunt like this.
Yeah.
And now he's trying to get the fans like riled up. So he's basically playing the victim. Basically playing the victim, you know, posting all these things on social media and, you know, challenging Slot. And basically he thinks that, in Carragher's words, that he's bigger than the club.
Yeah.
And he shouldn't think that way because already he has privileges. He doesn't go back to defend. He stays forward. You know what I'm saying? Even in the way he plays, the club respects him. The fans love him. They adore him. So a few minutes outside of the team shouldn't make him cry. And right now, I mean, as of the most recent result, Liverpool won against Inter Milan yesterday, against Szoboszlai coming through with a late penalty. You know, so even in that, Salah needs to earn his place back in the team.
Yeah,
that's basically what Jamie was saying. But if you look at the whole thing, it's a very, very big scandal that's happening there. But you know what I'm saying? That's for the Liverpool fans. We are not stressed about that. I am definitely not stressed about that because not today I am playing Real Madrid. It is Manchester City versus Real Madrid. And we have a lot more of other Champions League fixtures, which we're going to speak about in our next show. But we're going to come back with some more of this heat next week.
Yeah.
Same time, same place. But for now, from myself, the host from the West Coast,
and from
does not post.
And from myself, Glory.
We are signing out.
Peace.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.